National Radio Club.
Mighty Xers, welcome to Marketscope for December 2011. We're back with John Wesley Smith of Columbia, Missouri, as we continue up the top half of the FM band.
For many years, Columbia had an album rock type station at 98.3 KFMZ, but due to some kind of licensing issues, they went off the air about 10 years ago. So there's a blank spot there, and nobody has picked it up since. But I think somebody has a little pirate station that they run. I've heard it once in a while when I've been in town. Next up is 99.3, Clear 99. The morning team is Scotty and Carissa. Only Scotty was gone the time I recorded this, and the afternoon guy, Jamie Mack, fills in. And I don't know about you, but when I listen to these two, I have to wonder, who ever thought these guys would sound good on radio?
Today's Best Country, Clear 99, Miranda Lambert with Heart Like Mine, Scotty and Carissa in the morning, 9:52.
Welcome the Outlaw Monster Trucks to the Boone County Fairgrounds. Lots of chances for you to win tickets with today's Best Country, Clear 99, including here in just a couple secs. We're looking for caller number 9. We just asked you a couple seconds ago, rather, to give away a pair of tickets. Clear 99, hi.
Good morning.
Can you say Outlaw Monster Trucks?
I love Monster Trucks.
No, you got to say in the weird, big, loud man voice.
Can't do that.
I can't either, but just give it your best shot.
I love Monster Trucks.
That's worth it. You've got two tickets plus two pit passes to the Outlaw Monster Trucks at the Boone County Fairgrounds.
Now, there's two different shows.
Good deal.
There's two different shows, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and you got tickets, so your tickets are good for either show.
Today's Best Country, Clear 99. Mark Chestnut, it's a little too late. 56 with Scotty and Carissa in the morning.
Alabama now, one of their 41 number one hits, Born Country. Today's Best Country, Clear 99.
Clear Creek.
KCLR, Boonville, Columbia is today's Best Country, 99.3, Clear 99.
7 o'clock, Scotty and Carissa in the morning, Alabama and Born Country. 28 in Columbia, 30 in Jefferson City. Complete check of your weather forecast coming up in just a few.
Here's a Clear 99 second news update with Manny Haley.
The 37-year-old woman charged with shooting and killing her retired Jefferson City police officer husband tried to get a gun away from an officer after her arrest.
Clear Country Weather
this morning with Steve's Pest Control. If you have a pest problem, Steve's Pest Control will solve it. Identify your pest 24-7 at stevespestcontrol.com. Now with your Clear 99 Doppler 8 First Alert Forecast, here's Eric Aldridge.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome on into a Friday morning. Skies will become partly to mostly cloudy here, I think, throughout your Friday, with Sunday's high at 30. That's a look here live. Doppler 8 First Alert Weather in HD. I'm KOMU8's Eric Aldridge on today's Best Country, Clear 99.
703, Scotty and Chris. In the morning, 28 in Columbia, 30 in Jefferson City.
Today's Best Country, Clear 99, kicks off your day the right way with the Morning Pledge.
Good morning. Thanks for starting your day with Scotty and Carissa in the morning. And guess what? It is Friday. Start your weekend off with the Clear 99 Morning Pledge with Savannah Johnson, who's 7 years old, and Ashley.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your child would like to do the Clear 99 Morning Pledge. We'd love for them to. So give all the details on the Scotty and Carissa page at clear99.com.
Clear 99 is the number one country station around these parts. You might have heard the mention of Boonville in the legal ID. That's about 20 miles west of Columbia, and this is another one of those stations that was a small-time mom-and-pop station, and about 21 years ago got taken over and upgraded to 50,000 watts. There are two major companies that own most of the radio stations in Columbia and Jefferson City. They are the Zimmer Group, which I believe is based in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and then Cumulus Broadcasting. Up next is the first of the Cumulus stations on the dial. It is 100.1 The Buzz, KBBM, Jefferson City. It's had a pretty hard rock format for, I guess, about 6 or 7 years now. They have no live announcers that I know of. They used to have a syndicated morning show, man cow in the morning, particularly. But that went away several months back, and they're just nothing but music and liners and ads.
Today's Rock 100.1 The Buzz is taking over your cubicle. The Buzz is streaming live at buzz.fm. The internet will no longer be used for looking at porn at work. Yeah, well, who am I kidding? You can still look at porn.
Okay.
Get your fix of Today's Rock all day and drown out your coworkers at buzz.fm with Today's Rock 100.1 The Buzz.
If you thought 17 Pharaoh and 5 Decazole were powerful, think again.
So come out of your shell and join us at the Thirsty Turtle on the corner of Business Loop and Range Line in Columbia.
100.1 The Buzz. Blasting into non-stop commercial-free real rock. Today's Rock. 100.1 The Buzz.
Next up is 100.5 FM, a 6,000-watt station in Fulton, Missouri, 20-some, maybe 30 miles east of Columbia. They are now KTGR-FM. As of January 6th, 2010, they began simulcasting with 1580. That would be KTGR-AM. Both stations carry ESPN Sports, and KTGR-FM only breaks away to do Rams football or St. Louis Cardinals baseball. And the two stations might do a little bit of different programming with regard to high school sports. I don't remember and don't know the details on that for sure. But I'm going to skip 100.5 for now because we'll be hearing the AM later. KTGR, AM, and FM are Zimmer Group stations, by the way. And next up is Columbia's top soft rock station, if you can call it soft rock. They seem to play a lot of 70s and 80s stuff that I don't think qualifies as soft rock at all. And they have very little variety. By the way, I think that Cumulus has just absolutely run their stations into the ground in this area. I don't know if that applies elsewhere, but it certainly is true here. KPLA is 101.5 in Columbia. They have a man and a woman doing the morning show. They run music and liners in the middle of the day. A guy named Tim Murphy does afternoons after 2 or 3, I think. Then from about 7 o'clock on through the night up till 6 in the morning, they run John Tesh. And that's another syndicated program.
Soft Rock 101.5 KPLA.
Soft Rock 101.5 KPLA. Lady Antebellum needs you now. It's 7:18. Chris and Monica in the morning.
We will have measurable snow. It's likely on Monday and Tuesday of next week. 10-day period of sub-freezing temperatures starting tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, blustery, and feeling a lot colder this afternoon. Snow showers or flurries are possible for today. The high is going to get up around 36, but then increasing winds will drop wind chills into the lower 20s today. It's 28 now.
Well, I came across an article. The headline was "Things Babies in 2011 will never know."
Oh.
Or things that became antiquated over the last 10 years.
Oh, like what?
Videotape.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I still have some in the house, and I don't know what to do with them.
Well, you have to get it digital. You have to get it put on the DVDs.
Well, I did that with home videos.
Uh-huh.
But, like, movies and stuff like that?
Oh, those you just have to throw away.
Oh, really?
Because you can't even sell those at yard sales anymore. People just don't buy those.
Kids this year that are born will never have a clue what it meant.
That's bizarre.
It's 7:22, Chris and Monica in the morning. Coming up, Player is next on 101.5 KPLA.
Your ABC 17 storm track forecast: measurable snow likely Monday through Monday and Tuesday. It's 28 now.
Another Cumulus station is 102.3 KBXR, which they refer to as 102.3 BXR. And it has a AAA format, at least that's what I've been told, and I don't know exactly what AAA stands for, but it's a different kind of album rock than what The Buzz at 100.1 does. BXR is live throughout the day, and I think they just do music and liners overnight, actually starting around 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. And the man whose voice you'll hear soon with the British accent is Simon Rose. When he's done with his morning show gig on BXR, he goes over to 1400 AM KFRU, and he co-hosts a show for a couple of hours with the wife of a former congressman. Meanwhile, here is a sample of 102.3 BXR.
Mm-hmm. 1023 BXR, it's 728, and it's time for another BXR news update. We'll get that from David Gaines.
There is a new twist in the case of the Holt Summit woman accused of killing her husband.
Here's your forecast on 1023 BXR. We could see some snow in the area today. No accumulation, though. Mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 27. For Sunday, we'll see a high near 30. Right now, it's 31 degrees and overcast at 7:30. In sports, Missouri junior guard Marcus Denman was named to the Wooden Award mid-season top 30 list yesterday afternoon. The eighth-ranked Tigers open Big 12 play tomorrow in Boulder against Colorado.
7:30, the BXR Morning Show with Simon and Leslie. His YouTube on 1023 BXR.
To the arms of America.
New music on 1023 BXR. Arcade Fire, ready to start.
The BXR Morning Show with Simon and Leslie. It's 31 degrees at 7:39.
Tomorrow, Leslie, Elvis Presley would have turned 76.
Wow. A little bit of trivia for your cocktail parties this weekend.
Yep. They're doing a bunch of events in Memphis at Graceland, and you'll see a lot of commemorations of that. But yeah, he would have been 76 tomorrow.
Crazy.
So there you go. 7:40, Jason Mraz next on 1023 BXR.
Unique yet affordable.
1023 BXR. Home of Live from Studio X.
Hey, what's up? This is Jason Mraz.
Hey, this is Rhett.
And this is Murray, and we're the Old 97.
Hi, this is Glenn Tilbrook. You're tuned in to 1023 BXR. And stay there.
I'm yours.
1023 BXR.
You hear the 1023 BXR Music News at 8, 4 and 8 p.m. each weekday. For the Music News, I'm Simon Rose on 1023 KBXR Columbia, a Cumulus station.
It's a Feature Artist Friday with a great song from today's featured artist on 1023 KBXR Columbia, a Cumulus station.
As mentioned previously, 103.5 Audible in much of Columbia is the translator for Jack FM at 93.1. 104.1 comes in much better in Columbia than it does here, but they're kind of an oddity and worth noting. They're mostly music and liners, some syndicated programming at night and maybe a little on the weekends.
We don't use that number.
Jeff 104.1, the capital city's new country leader.
And I'm not looking.
This is KZJF Jefferson City, a Cumulus station. You know, the station that's unlike any you've ever heard. We're the capital city's new country leader, Jeff 104.1.
They've had that format for about 2.5 years now, so there's nothing new about them, and I don't understand why anybody would take them seriously. Then next up is a station in Moberly, Missouri. They're about 45 miles north of Columbia, and they are 104.7 Kress, K-R-E-S. They're the big 100,000-watt farm station in these parts. They do a lot of farm news throughout the day. They're big on local news, and they also do quite a bit of local sport.
Dozens of businesses all under one roof for 2 days only. Friday, January 21st from 4 to 8, and Saturday, January 22nd from 9 to 3. It's the Good Radio Lifestyle Fair at the Moberly Area Community College.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we take a check of the news and weather for you once again this morning. I've had a few reports of snow flurries across several portions of the listening area this morning, and there is a chance of light snow through the day today. Might even accumulate a little bit, not much. Representative Tom Lerner will be our guest Monday on Ag Insight on Kress. News brought to you by the Randolph County Health Department in Moberly. Weather is on the way.
Hi, Mrs. Miller. I have the cookies ordered.
10 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday, and a check of weather brought to you by Samaritan Hospital. Visit Samaritan Hospital on the web at SamaritanHospital.net to see the plans for the new patient care facility that's on the way. It's going to be cloudy today with a fair chance of light snow, high temperatures in the low to mid-30s, and northwest wind at 15 to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of about 15 to 17 degrees. Northwest wind 10 to 15 will gust to about 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the low to mid-20s, and north wind at 10 to 15. And partly cloudy skies Saturday evening will become mostly cloudy and a low in the lower teens, east wind at 5 to 10. Cloudy Sunday, a high in the upper 20s, lows around 20. Sunday night, a chance of snow Monday with a high in the upper 20s and lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. Monday night, the chance of snow continues. Tuesday, cloudy and a slight chance of snow, highs in the mid to upper 20s. And on Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and a low in the single digits. 31 and cloudy, the reading at Kirksville. 31 in Jefferson City, Columbia, 32 degrees, 30 degrees in Morley, and 30 degrees in Macon. And it's 11 minutes after 8. Right back to music now with Rascal Flatts. Because why wait?
That's Rascal Flatts getting us started with the music here on the Superstation Press in the 8 o'clock hour. What's happening? Brad Trinago with you till 10. Darius Rucker and Tim McGraw and Keith Urban all still to come this hour. Community news and the forecast is coming up at 8:30. This is Blake Shelton. Who are you when I'm not looking? On Superstation Press.
Think of all the potential buyers by advertising your upcoming public auction during sale time on Quicks and Crest. Sale time runs on Quicks at 8:09 in the morning and 12:10 in the afternoon, on Crest at 5:50 and 12:35. Quicks covers 9 counties and reaches over 100,000 listeners. Crest covers 20 counties and has the potential for 600,000 listeners. Any $80 investment on Quicks, $104 on Crest for 8 ads is well worth it. Call to promote your real estate, machinery, and personal property sales during sale time on Quicks and Crest.
We recently spoke to Dr. Cliff Miller with Green Hills Vet Clinic.
Remember the first time I heard that song, I was like, holy crap, is that Hootie on the country station? Yeah, it is. Darius Rucker, Don't Think I Don't Think About That on a Superstation Crest. Several number ones for him, so it's worked out pretty well. For the first time I heard this guy, I was like, that's all right. Tim McGraw, Felt Good on My Lips on Crest.
First time I've ever heard anybody say holy crap on Crest. By the way, they mentioned Quicks. That's KWIX, 1230 AM, and we'll get to them a little later on. Crest has excellent weather coverage during the stormy seasons here in the spring, summer, and fall. They have Doppler radar, and they just drop everything, Cardinals baseball or whatever they're doing, to do very thorough weather coverage. And they will often take calls from listeners as well, especially in the midst of severe storms, hail, and that kind of thing. Interesting note. Crest and Quicks and a couple of the other stations up that way are owned by Good Radio. Now, it's only been within the last couple of years or so that I remember hearing them say that they were run by Good Radio. I don't know if an ownership change took place or just, you know, something changed. It used to be the Shepherd group of stations, but now it's Good Radio. And I mention that because next up on the dial at 105.5 in Moberly again is a 50,000-watt station that's owned by the Best Broadcast Group. And they happen to own Best TV and, I don't know, Best Appliances or something. Anyway, the Best Broadcast Group, along with Good Radio, both from Moberly. 105.5 was an oldies station for a lot of years, and they dropped that in late April of 2010 and are carrying a classic rock satellite format. I guess it's satellite. Maybe it's internet. I don't know how they do it. They do an interesting thing that makes them sound live, and I would like to know from Fred or anybody else along the way with the DX Audio Service how they do that. It's a little different than punching a button somewhere that makes a little ID or a liner go off and then coming in to talk after that. You'll see what I mean at the end of the air check here. Because I guarantee the guy that's going to be doing the weather on this is not live in the studio. I don't know where it originates from, but I know that there is a station up in Keokuk, Iowa that carries the same format. And I've heard one of these announcers on a station up in Omaha, so I don't know where these guys originate from. By the way, they do have someone who drops in local news and weather during morning drive time, but I don't know if he's actually in studio or if he's at one of the other stations in a community an hour or two away that this same company owns. But except for that little bit of a local touch in the mornings and the appearance of sounding live, they're pretty much going to be all day what you're about to hear.
United States calling. Are we reaching? See, you can hang it up.
The home of rock and roll, KZ105. That's Pink Floyd and Young Lust, and that wraps up a long set of great classic rock that rocks. Before that, we had Black Sabbath. And some more great classic rock and roll is coming up for this first Friday of 2011. 8 o'clock right here. In just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from Neil Young. Also got Red Ryder on the way.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills?
KZZT.
The holidays might be over, but the savings continue at the very first Family and Friends event of 2011. At Best TV, 408 West Reed in downtown Moberly, and on Amanet in Columbia.
KZ105 weather is brought to you by Merrill University of Beauty Arts and Science with campus locations in Moberly and Jefferson City. Visit their website at merrilluniversity.edu. Merrill University, professional perfection, a first priority. Well, lots of clouds for this afternoon and tonight. It's going to be cold. Low's going to drop down to about 16 tonight. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tomorrow's high up to 25. It's 37 Columbia, 34 Moberly, and 34 degrees at KZ105 with Neil Young.
In case you missed it, the call letters are KZZT, and a friend of mine that I used to work with told me that when he was a kid growing up here, they called it KZIT. Up next is Q106.1 in Columbia. Actually, they are licensed to Ashland, about 15 miles south of Columbia, between Columbia and Jefferson City. The call letters are KOQL. And when 106.1 first came on the air back in 1993, they were actually KBXR. And KOQL came on at 102.3 in 1995, and I think it was about 1998 sometime when the two swapped frequencies. And KOQL was doing oldies at that time, and then it was, I think, sometime in 2004 or 5 maybe that they switched to the CHR or whatever they call it today that passes for top 40. The only live announcer that they have is somebody on during afternoon drive time, and based on what I caught from the tape that I did here for this, I'm not even sure they're doing that anymore. They have Kid Craddock in the morning and Billy Bush at night, both which are syndicated programs.
Oh, no, no, no.
Kid Craddock in the morning. All the hits. All day. Q106.1.
Kid Craddock in the morning on all the hits, Q106.1.
Coming up on Monday, we'll be exactly 1 week from honoring the famous man with the famous speech, I Have a Dream. We're going to bring that speech to life by asking you to tell us your dream and then making it come true. Listen Monday to find out how to win I Have a Dream on all the hits, Q106.1.
Got media come?
Q106.1.
Hey, this is Pink.
So we're so fast at Q, I'm on.
Hey, it's Bruno Mars.
Just
this is all the hits, Q106.1. Interact now with Q106.1.com for everything that is Q106.1. Contests, videos, the most recently played songs, and more. And you can listen live from anywhere on earth. Q106.1.com.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers.
So drunk and hungry, I'm drinking hot dog water.
Yeah.
Kid Craddock in the morning. All the hits all day. Q106.1.
In case you're curious, Q106.1 is a Cumulus station. Now, the final stations for FMs here in this market scope for the Columbia and Mid-Missouri area is Y107. They've got one of those monster 100,000-watt signals. They're actually licensed to Jefferson City. I think the transmitter's there, but when Zimmer bought them and took them over a number of years ago, they turned them into a Columbia station. And they're actually live throughout the day. They might even be overnight as well. But they do have Ryan Seacrest for their afternoon drive. They tried changing their format to more of a soft rock format a number of years ago, and it didn't work. So they went back to being Y107, because that's what they've been forever and ever, and they've just done very well at it. They are at 106.9, by the way. Call letters are KTXY.
This is Y107 Music.
What's going on in Missouri? It's your man, B-Love, sitting in for Whitney. And it's Friday, 30 minutes of nonstop commercial-free music. Time for some fireworks. Here's Katy Perry.
Missouri's number one hit music station, Y107.
The call letters are KTXY. The dial setting is 106.9. The station name is Y107.
This is international. Big man.
Mega Radio Smasher.
Ryan Seacrest in the afternoon and 30 minutes of commercial-free hit music every hour. This is Y107.
Oh, na, na, what's the name? Oh, na, na, what's the name?
I think it's safe to say that I'm feeling this joint a little bit more than Erase Your Glass. Here's the new one from Pink. It's perfect on Y107.
Made a wrong turn once or twice.
Yeah, I wanna be a rock star.
Y107, your number one hit music station. Wrapping up 30 minutes of nonstop commercial-free music. What's going on, B-Love, in the building for this Friday afternoon? What's going on? Got a big brighter showcase going on this Sunday in Jefferson City at the YMCA Friendly Center. All right, Cosmo and JC, they're going to be there live from 11 to 1. They're going to announce the winner of the Y107 free wedding giveaway at 12:30 p.m. And while you're there, check out if you're engaged or if you're hoping to be engaged and if you want to see what they got to offer as far as wedding stuff goes, check it out. They got the exhibits going up from 11 to 4 and a runway show kicking off at 3:30 p.m. For more information, go to Y107.com. Admission is $5 per person. All right, coming up on the way, Far East Movement with the Rocketeer. Keep it locked right here on your number one hit music station for the weekend, Y107.
Y107 and Central Missouri's Bridal Association are giving one lucky couple a free wedding in 2011.
B-Love is usually on at night, and the interesting thing about that is he used to work nights at Q106.1. And Cosmo and JC, the morning team, a couple of guys, they used to be the morning team at Q106.1, and now they've gone over all of them to Y107.
Thanks once again, John. Great job air-checking an interesting market. Remember, if you'd like to share your hometown radio with us radio freaks, send your tapes to me, Bill Wayne, at 7545 County Highway 71, Harpster, Ohio, 43333-9364. The folks who get these tapes every month will be most grateful. I sincerely hope you've all had a very memorable Christmas, and I wish everyone the best for 2012. Now here are the musings for the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri. And Wayne Ryan had mentioned hearing a station playing classic country music on 1190 while on the way through the Chicago area after leaving the convention in October. And my guess is that that station was the station in the St. Louis area, and they were licensed to DeSoto, Missouri a few years ago, and I think they've moved over to a little town in Illinois on the other side of the river. And I don't know their call letters. I'm guessing it's something like KQQZ, or maybe it's WQQZ. But they're co-owned by the same company that owns 1430 in St. Louis, which is doing oldies now, and their call letters are KZQZ. And I know that 1430 and 1190 have remarkably similar call letters. And I don't know what the nighttime pattern is for that station on 1190, or whether he heard it before it cut back to its nighttime pattern, I'm just not sure. But that would be my guess, because they do have a classic country format right now. And also, as far as Mark Durenberger's column this last time about cheaters, well, I think KWKH 1130 out of Shreveport, Louisiana, is a perennial cheater. I'm hearing them up here in the middle part of Missouri quite often. And it seems like, unless the rules have changed, they're breaking the rules all the time, and nobody seems to notice or nobody seems to care. I've never heard of them being reported for any violations or anything like that, and I'm sure there are stations on 1130 that stay on at night in Arkansas and Kentucky and some other places around. Anyway, just my thoughts. Happy New Year to all DXers.
Hi, this is Matthew Elf in Springfield, Missouri. This is sort of a question to Mark Durenberger. I was trying to show my friend, who was not a member of this, the hilarious bloopers that you've got for WCCO with the farmer reading that commercial about whatever the heck it is and he can't stop laughing. I didn't know if there was a place I could show them that on your website. I couldn't find anything, but I want, you know, that and the other bloopers you've got. I couldn't find anything on your site that had those collected anywhere, because some of those are hilarious. But just wondering if there was somewhere to find those when I was out and about with my phone and not able to get to the columns. 73, good DXing.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. With a slight modification about the new suburban Toronto AM station that Fred read about on the December issue, the name of that particular suburb is pronounced Mississauga. Mississauga. And the article that Fred read said that the station will be on 690. Well, I believe that it's actually going to be on 960. 960, a frequency occupied for many, many years by a station in Kingston, Ontario, which has now left AM. I thoroughly enjoyed Mark Durenberger's demonstration of stations going to night pattern and night power. We heard the sign-off of KUOM 770, and they mentioned their studio transmitter link in the 900 megahertz frequency range. Well, I know that there are receivers which will tune the 900 megahertz range. What kind of an antenna would you need if you had one of those receivers to pick up these studio transmitter links? And would you likely be able to pick up some of them if you lived in a big city? Or are they so directional that you could only pick one up if you lived on a direct line between the studio and the transmitter? And since I assume all the audio processing takes place in the AM transmitter, would you get a better quality, more FM-like signal if you could pick up these STLs?
Mark Durenberger in the DX Audio Service Musings Control Room. Elif Matthew was wondering about the place where we store bloopers online. I probably have several hundred of these, but haven't gotten around to putting them on a website. I'll let you know when we find time to do that. In the meantime, look for them every once in a while, and certainly during our Midsummer Madness, we'll continue to play these radio missteps. And to Tim Hendel, you asked about searching the 900 megahertz links. Yes, these paths are highly directional, to the point where the same frequency is often reused in the same city. The signals are very much direct lines, so you'd have to be right in the path or close to it. The antennas are typically of the bedspring variety, or parabolic dishes anywhere from 2 to 6 feet in diameter. The audio processing actually takes place at the studio, usually. This is done to protect the STL link from overmodulation. So you wouldn't gain a lot in signal quality if you could intercept the STL before the transmitter. Unless, of course, it's an AM signal, then you'll always get a better signal from the STL. But it's very hard to intercept these signals, and today most of them are digital to boot. At any rate, if you're going to try, as we like to say, good hunting.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I'm sorry to note the death of Charlie Douglas. I knew the man personally. He was a great country DJ. He had the Road Gang on WWL New Orleans from 1971 through 83. That was the first all-night country music show that was geared mainly to the truck drivers. And, of course, there were a lot of other stations went to doing that afterwards for a time, including where he went next when he went up to WISM in Nashville in 1983, and they had the Music Country Radio Network and later Interstate Radio Network, and he headlined that. Also, we have a station up here, CKSL, in London, Ontario, 1410, 10,000 watts on the AM dial. They're going to an all-comedy format after Christmas is over. They're playing nothing but Christmas music right now, but they are going to that format. And I'm sorry to note, too, that Steve and Johnny, after 25 years on WGN Chicago late at night, and I have loved them for years, enjoyed them so much, but they're going on to do something else with their lives, and certainly I wish them all the very best. And I hope the year ahead is going to bring great DXing for all of us, and that we will have another convention somewhere next year. I had a little bit of an unusual catch. I've had it a few times before, but we don't get it that often. On 1500, it is a 50,000-watt station, KSTP in St. Paul. University of Minnesota was getting ready to play basketball.
Happy New Year, everyone. From Fredericksburg, Virginia, it's December 23rd. I'm Joe Schwab, and I wanted to let everybody know that I talked with Alan Fisher, the engineer of Clear Channel of Richmond, a week ago, and he gave me some interesting information about the pattern of WRVA. if you drew a line from Norfolk, Virginia, to Detroit, Michigan, you would be drawing a line right along the pattern of their signal. Their transmitter is located east of Virginia in Varina. They have a two-tower setup. So that's about all the information about that. He was extremely courteous to me, and I really appreciate him returning my phone call. Once again, 7331, Happy New Year, and I'd be interested in any reports that any of you have concerning how well you get 1140 WRVA in various locations. Thanks again. Take care.
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri. December 9th was a day of endings and beginnings at WGN in Chicago. Steve and Johnny did their very last show early Friday morning, December 9th, after 26 years and 6,207 shows. They said earlier in the week that they were retiring, but they will no doubt go on to other projects. And they're going to be replaced by someone named Bill Leff, L-E-F-F, who has done other gigs in Chicago, from what I understand. And as far as beginnings, Jonathan Brandmeier took over on that morning of December 9th as the new morning drive person. Why on a Friday? Who knows?
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you'd like to muse, give us a call at area code 419-741-0205. That's area code 419-741-0205. 24 hours a day for EDXN and DX Audio Service members only. Keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Well, we'll keep this brief. On the market scope, the question was asked about how they do things in automation. Well, let me tell you, there's how they say that. There's just about every different way to skin a cat. In automation, you have a lot of different tools at your disposal, one of which is the ability to assemble different phrases and words on the fly. The computer basically makes the decision. You can actually have the computer, as it's playing something, decide what time announcement it's going to play or the temperature. And I'll give you an example of how this is going to work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to record a few lines. I'm going to send them electronically to a server. The WNRC automation system here is going to contact the server. It's going to pull those cuts and plug them into its playlist, and then it's going to play them out on the air, and you'll hear how they sound once they hit the air. First of all, we need to record some time elements. Now, here's the hard part. The announcer or the disc jockey has got to read every single one of them. That's 12 hours times 60 minutes. So you have to go through and read them. Now, just for the sake of brevity, I'm just going to do a few of them here. WNRC, it's 4 o'clock. WNRC, it's 4:01. WNRC, it's 4:02. WNRC, it's 4:03. WNRC, it's 4:04. WNRC, it's 4:05. WNRC, it's 4:06. Okay, that's enough for now. Now give me a second here, and we'll edit them. Okay, we're back. What we did is for each file, the 4 o'clock was made to a computer file called time 0400. The 4:01 mention was time 0401. And, of course, 4:02 is 0402. Now, once I send those, which I'll take the mouse here and, okay, now we've sent the files to the server. So now automation is going to know it's got some new files. It's going to pick them up and plug them in. Now, the next thing we need to do is record our temperatures. And what we're going to do is we know that the girl that's doing the weather here at 4 o'clock, her name is Vicky. So what we're going to do is say thank you to Vicky. So we go something like this. Thanks, Vicky. Now we got to do the temperatures. It's 31 outside, so we'll just do a few of them here. Currently, it's 30 degrees outside the WNRC studios. Currently, it's 31 degrees outside the WNRC studios. Currently, it's 32 degrees outside the WNRC studios. Currently, it's 33 degrees outside the WNRC studios. Okay, now we got the temperatures recorded. We said thanks to Vicky. I guess our next thing is to do a open for a song. Okay, since I like this song, My Guy by Mary Wells, And just looking at my little cheat sheet of music here, it says it has a 7-second intro on it. All I need to do is record the intro for the song. So it goes something like this. WNRC, the music of Mary Wells, My Guy, on your oldies station. Okay, now we'll send that to the server. Now let's listen how everything comes back to us.
If someone is threatening violence, speak up. Heroes don't look the other way. WNRC cares about our community.
WNRC, it's 404.
Light snow back in the forecast for you today. Breezy conditions, and it is colder, and will feel colder with that wind chill, about 22 to 27 degrees. Ahead in the forecast for you, 40 degree mark. Dry conditions so far for Monday, increasing clouds into Tuesday, Wednesday, watching a storm system to our south.
Thanks, Vicki. Currently, it's 31 degrees outside the WNRC studios.
More music.
WNRC, the music of Mary Wells, My Guy, on your oldies station.
Nothing you can take and change.
And just to recap what happened there, you heard me do the time, the temp, the thank you, as well as the intro to the Mary Wells song. That was sent out of my editor here on the desk down to New Orleans to the server. Then the automation system picked up the cuts from the server, brought them back here to Lima, Ohio, plugged them into the appropriate places based on the time as well as the temperature outside, and then played them on the air. And I think it sounds pretty natural. I probably could have done a little bit better of a job of announcing the intro of the song, but anyways, you get the idea of how automation can work. I hope you like that little demonstration.
And now, a DX Audio Service editorial. Here is the chief editor of the DX Audio Service, Fred Vovey.
As we close out 2011 and welcome 2012, I thought I'd say something about the health of our hobby. As many of you know, the National Radio Club was founded in 1933, and since that time, other DX clubs have folded due to editor and management apathy and lack of support from members. The National Radio Club has been surviving, mainly due to the dedication of the editors in the club and the low percentage of members supporting the club. When I speak of support, I don't mean paying dues. Supporting is through submissions to the editors and interaction with the club's purpose. In 2011, I saw the death of four clubs. As the name implies, we are a club. Nobody is paid for their services for producing the DX Audio Service, DX News Magazine, NRCDXAS.org, e-dxn.com, or the various publications at the Publication Center. Along with volunteering their time, which I think is a valuable commodity and often unappreciated, some editors provide resources and pay out of their pocket for things that members ultimately benefit from for free. Dues pay for cassette tapes, envelopes your tape comes in, labels, postage, etc. Not paid is the editor's computer if it breaks, and they have to fix it at a premium price just to furnish their column on time. Who pays the $15 per month phone bill just so you can participate with musings from the members? And what is the fair market value of someone's time, and should their volunteer services be on demand? I recall two rather nasty confrontations with members in the past. The first was a member who received a tape which was blank on side two. Now, rather than sending it back for a replacement, the member chose to hurl insults, threats, and swear at me and other editors, as well as call members to gripe about the situation. Now, what this person didn't realize was at the time I was spending every other night taking a friend to cancer treatments 4 hours away from Lima. That meant I worked an 8-hour day, and then the only sleep I got was at the hospital waiting for his treatment to end. Another time, I had a member send a long list of things he wanted from my collection. All tallied, it would have taken me 3 months and cost me $145 in CD media to accommodate the request. The member felt that no compensation should be offered, and then stormed out of the club when I couldn't comply. The job of a volunteer is tough. On one side, you have an obligation to perform the work that you agreed to do. On the other side, you can't always be a slave to everyone's wishes and have bigger priorities outside the club. Most volunteers, when faced with problems or negativity, solve their situation by giving up and just going away, leaving the club and the members. As we conclude 2011 and start 2012, let's make some New Year's resolutions. At least once a year, do something to help your club. Submit a column or forward material to the editors when you see something of interest. This makes our job much easier. Consider others and choose your words carefully. If you know of a club problem, try to resolve it rather than taking the stance of, it doesn't bother me. I have no doubt 2012 will be as stressful as 2011 was, or more. John Kennedy once said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Substitute the words radio club for country, and think how you could help the club or the editors. Or do something that doesn't cost you anything. Just say thank you. I'm Fred Volpe, publisher of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Thanks for listening.